This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Second and goal with the one. He's in the gun. Hands it off. Plunge off the left side. That's a touchdown for Pitt and Derek Davis to give the Panthers the lead with 32 seconds to go.
Listen to that jubilation.
It's great.
38-34, the final score of last year's Backyard Brawl. We now know the kickoff time for that game. It's 3:30 on September 13th. We know the kickoff time for the first two games of the season as well. Joining us to get into that and much more is Pat Narduzzi, head coach of Pitt Football. Good morning to you, Pat. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing outstanding. How about you guys?
We're doing fantastic.
We're doing great. It sounds like you're not going to be hanging out with EJ Borghetti as much anymore. We're burying a lead here. That was the biggest news that came out yesterday. EJ moving on up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm really happy for him and his family. It's a great opportunity. You know, he's worked, you know, Pitt Athletics and Pitt Football for a long time. He did an unbelievable job, as you guys all know. And, you know, we're sad to see him go, but I'm happy for him and his family, and we wish him all the luck.
Coach, the first three games of the kickoff times were announced yesterday, and you know Duquesne, you kick off the season. I'm so shocked that it's taken this long for Pitt to play Duquesne. I mean, we're neighbors, we're brothers, we're sisters, and I'm honestly excited to see Duquesne at Acrisure Stadium for the first time ever in my lifetime. But I'm so shocked that it took this long for this game to happen.
Yeah, well, I haven't been here that long, so you know, I'm excited to play Duquesne. Jerry Schmidt is a great guy, tremendous football coach. They'll be really excited. We know that. I mean, you talk about Pittsburgh ball bringing it all together, and so I'm excited about having a front yard ball, I guess, right, with Duquesne right here in Pittsburgh. So it should be a lot of fun. Heck of an opener at noon, and I'm looking forward to it.
Pat, I was talking with one of my good friends who's a Pitt fan, and he said, you got Holstein back, and you look around the country, how many quarterbacks are coming back for another year? I mean, do you think that gives you guys a leg up as you move into this season?
You know, it's amazing you say that. I mean, it used to be the quarterbacks were your guy, and, you know, Eli being a redshirt sophomore and being back, we're excited, obviously. But it's so sad that you have to kind of say that, you know, quarterbacks don't return. They just transfer somewhere else. And but we're fired up for Eli now. Gosh, to have him back. People forget, I think he was just a freshman last year, you know, getting his first start, you know, and first year under his belt. So we'll be way better at that position and on offense, I think, with another year of Cade Bell, you know, running the show over there with the offensive staff, and Eli's an unbelievable player. We saw him make plays. He's like the magician in the pocket at times. So, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, version number two of Eli.
Coach, the last game of this series of the Backyard Brawl this year, and then it comes back, goes away, and then comes back in 2029. Do you have a relationship with Rich Rodriguez, who's now back at West Virginia? Have you guys crossed paths? Have you ever coached against each other?
Yeah. You know, we get the 2 years off, which I think – somehow, some way, maybe you guys can get this done today on the radio. Let's get it going again next year. I mean, there's got to be a way to move your schedule around, get rid of somebody. Let's put this game back on the schedule again. I'd love to get that done and not have a layoff for 2 years before we bring it back. But yeah, I know Coach Rodriguez pretty darn well. He was at Michigan when I was at Michigan State, so we, you know, obviously hit each other on the road and played each other up there, and actually played him when I was in Cincinnati. We played West Virginia. So I've known Rich Rod for a long time, and heck of a football coach. He's brought a lot of, you know, passion back there, you know, into Morgantown, and I know they're excited, you know, to get it going. I know he'll be ready to go.
I know, at least I think, you both seems similar to me, Pat, that you're both old school guys. coaching in the new modern version of college football. I think they're going to have like 80 new players on the roster this year. And I imagine that he's doing it through gritted teeth. And Dorn and I were talking, I mean, do you ever get a day off anymore with the state of things?
Well, we try not to have 80 players or two that are brand new, so that gives you at least 2 days off at some point during the year. But now we get our days off. Trust me, we get our days off as, you know, when the portal closes, opens up, you know, all that stuff. It's crazy. But if you're organized like we are and detailed, you have time to breathe and really do the things you'd love to do. I mean, when you have time off, we want to coach football. We want to talk about the X and O's and strategize.
You talked to Kevin Stefanski last week, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Obviously, Kenny Pickett is a quarterback on their roster this year. You know, you talked to him just to kind of inform him what type of player he was getting. And do you think that Kenny's going to have a legit opportunity in Cleveland to really revitalize his career at quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about revitalizing. You know, he hadn't been in the NFL that long. You know how long, Dorn, it takes to really get your feet, you know, solidified. I mean, he's going to a new offense up there with a new head coach. And but the thing that we all know about Kenny is, you know, he grows every year. He'll be a year better up there. He's mature and he's a competitor. That's why he left Philadelphia. He didn't leave Philadelphia because they didn't want him. He left Philadelphia because he wanted an opportunity to start. And he's a risk taker, I would say, because he could have stayed in Philadelphia, won another Super Bowl probably. But that's not what he's worried about, is, you know, putting a ring on his finger. And he wants to go play football. And that's what you got to love about him. The guy wants to get on the field and wants to help his team win. And Kenny's going to do great up there.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Pat Narduzzi, head football coach at the University of Pittsburgh, joining us here on the show. How are things going with Allen Green? Things have changed a lot at Pitt and everywhere, really, over the course of the last year. I wouldn't say you guys are in the infancy of your relationship any longer. How do you like working with this guy?
You know what? We've really had a great time. I mean, he got here, you know, about midseason, so he hadn't been here a year. And, you know, you talk college football, you talk change. I mean, everything you've talked about is the change in this and change in that, and then we've also got that change in athletic director spots, but Allen's been outstanding. You know, he's had that experience in the SEC. You know, he's been at Auburn, been at Tennessee, and we're grateful to have him here in Pittsburgh for sure. I just think the vision that he's got, you know, our Chancellor Gable's got, you know, we're kind of moving in the same direction as what we need to do. And he's been outstanding. They had a big golf outing out at Laurel Valley a couple weeks ago. He's out there. I think he shot 85. He's a lot better golfer than I am. Okay, I can tell you that. But he works at it. He gets, you know, the big picture, and he's got a vision and he's got ideas for the future here at Pitt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coach, I wanted to ask you this last week whenever I saw you. How do you watch football whenever you're not coaching football? Like, it's different for everybody that has been involved in the game at one point. Like, do you sit back? Like, say you have a night kick on a Saturday. Will you sit back and, like, watch some other college games as a coach from a coach's perspective, or as just like, hey, I love football and I just want to watch it?
I love football and I want to watch it, but you have to watch it as a football coach. I mean, you're watching everything. I mean, it's just like I'm sitting in the press box as I watch a game. I'm looking at the formation, naming the formation, naming the backfield set, the splits, you know, looking at coverages, looking at what they're doing offensively or defensively. So I think it's hard not to watch it as a coach when you've been a coach. I think as a kid, you watched it just to watch the game and see, you know, what the quarterback's going to do and who's going to, throw it to or hand it off to. But you watch it as a coach, and you know, and it's not like it's work. It's still fun.
You think that's how I watch it, Dorn?
Yeah, that was exactly what
I was
saying.
That's right. I'm breaking down formations.
Yeah, you're breaking down splits and everything.
Now, my feet are up. There's a cold beer in my hand.
Yep.
Pat Narduzzi, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show. I did want to ask you one more Brawl question. People are so excited. I'm 3:30.
I was waiting for it to come. I was waiting for it to come, Adam. I was waiting.
A 3:30 kickoff.
That's a good one.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I think you might find that the fans are a little less liquored up this time than last time. I think it was, what, a 6 p.m. kickoff? Whenever it got back to Morgantown. Yeah. But I just wanted your thoughts on how this rivalry, now that you played it three times as the head coach at Pitt, compares to other rivalries you've been a part of, Michigan State, any of the other ones.
Yeah, they'll definitely be probably less liquored up, probably less likely, you know, to throw a full bear can at you on the field. Hopefully they'll still be interested in drinking it first, and maybe it's an empty one. I tell you what, Adam, this rivalry goes, you know, probably right at the top or near the top of rivalry games I've played in. And if, you know, the people in Pittsburgh have never been to the Backyard Brawl, it is one of the best, if not the best, you know, in the country, in my opinion. You know, and again, what makes a great rivalry? You know, there's a lot of hate in this rivalry. You know, I've been around a lot of rivalries, but the hate that West Virginia has for Pitt, you know, the disrespect, to me, that makes a rivalry. Sometimes it's not clean. You know, I know there's a lot of Pitt fans that don't want to travel down to Morgantown, you know, because of that, but it's right up there at the top. I mean, I was in the Michigan State rivalry for 8 years prior to coming here, and you know, that Penn State, you know, Pitt one, which we, you know, still trying to figure out why we don't play that game still, but you know, we should be playing West Virginia and Penn State every single year. And I'll go on record saying I'm ready to go right now. Let's line it up, especially these 2 extra years we have here where we're not playing anybody. So it's a big time rivalry for sure, Adam.
What are you smiling for, Dorn?
I'm just kind of pondering why that you know, Penn State doesn't want to play Pitt, you know, right now. I can't figure out a reason why.
I can't either. I just looked at their schedule the next 2 years. They got plenty of space. Plenty of space. Does Penn State. All right, Pat, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you so much, and hopefully we can catch up a time or two here on the show before the season kicks off.
You got it. Thanks for having me on, and have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Pat Narduzzi. He always finds a way to get that one in there.
I think he was like kind of like biting his lip a little bit about that, you know, chiming in
well,
the last comment.
That's why you and I mean, we did the journalist thing there.
Yeah.
We kind of give it half a sec, see if he's going to say anything else. I respect the hell out of Pat Narduzzi because he goes on record and says, yeah, let's play the Backyard Brawl again next year. Let's play it the year after. And then at the end, he throws, we could play Penn State and West Virginia.
Yeah.
And I love it. I know West Virginia feels the same about Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State obviously does not. Penn State next year plays, well, let's do it this way. Penn State this year plays Nevada, FIU, and Villanova. Scooch one of them out, play Pitt. Next year, they play Marshall, Temple, and Buffalo.
Wow.
The next year, Syracuse, Delaware, Temple. Then Ball State, Syracuse, UMass. Get the hell out of here.
What are we doing?
Get the hell out of here. And I'm just going to throw this out here right now. I know there's all this SEC, Big Ten jockeying right now. We need the automatic bids. The SEC is a much better football conference than the Big Ten. Now, I realize the Big Ten has won the last two national championships. I get that. But from a depth perspective, the SEC, for my money, a much deeper conference. Penn State last year played two games that really friggin' tested them. Seriously. I know they had trouble with Minnesota, but you go to Ohio State, you get Oregon in the Big Ten championship game. Other than that, they're a demonstrative favorite in every other game they play. You can make room for a regional rival at a time where regional rivalries are going by the wayside all throughout college football. And I don't want to hear the Penn State fans don't care. You're playing Temple. You're playing Buffalo.
UMass.
You're playing Marshall. You're playing Delaware. You're playing Syracuse. You think friggin' Penn State fans want to watch Syracuse come to Beaver Stadium? No. And they'll tell us, oh, we're going to sell it. Now I'm on my soapbox. They'll tell us they're going to sell out no matter what. When West Virginia went down there, 3 years ago now, it was one of the top five biggest crowds they've ever had at Beaver Stadium. Why? Regionality.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.